大卫说，如果有人邀请他到神的殿，他的心就欢喜。
David said that if someone invites him to go to his God's temple, he would be very glad in his heart.
啊，圣殿是大卫最向往的地方之一。
The temple is the place that David longed for the most.
啊，不但大卫很向往圣殿，其实许许多多的古圣徒，他们也都是向往着这个圣殿。
David was not the only one who longed to go to the temple. There are many other old saints who long for the same.
好，今天晚上我们要一起来分享诗篇八十四篇。
Tonight we would like to share Psalm 84 together.
那我给诗篇八十四篇的题目就是我最向往的地方。
The title that I've given Psalm 84 is The Place I Long Most.
那诗篇八十四篇我们可以把它分成三段。
We can separate the psalm into three parts.
是根据重复出现的几个字。
According to certain words that repeat.
第四节说，如此住在你殿中的便为有福。
Verse 4 reads, Blessed are those who dwell in your house.
第五节。
Verse 5.
最后面也是说，这个人变为有福。
And at the end of it, it also says, Blessed is the man.
那十二节，依靠你的人变为有福。
Also in verse 12, Blessed is the man who trusts in you.
我们都希望成为一个有福气的人。
We all want to be someone who is blessed.
那诗篇八十三篇告诉我们，三个地方告诉我们，怎么样就会成为一个蒙神祝福的人。
Psalm 83 tells us in three places how we can be the one blessed by God.
所以我们用这样子来把诗篇八十四篇把它分成三段。
So we use Psalm 84 and separate it into three sections.According to what we just mentioned.
诗篇八十四篇第一节。
Psalm 84, verse 1.
万军之主啊，你的居所何等可爱。
How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts.
第二节，我羡慕可想主的愿意，我的心肠，我的肉体，向永生神呼吁或作欢呼。
Verse 2. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord.My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
这里提到这个圣殿是这个作者他最向往的地方。
Here it mentions that the temple is a place the author longed for the most.
因为这个圣殿对古圣徒来讲就是神的居所，就是神所同在的地方。
Because this temple is the place of God, is where the abidance of God is.
是因为神所临在的地方，所以也是一个敬拜神的地方。
Because it's where God dwells, it is a place where people worship God.
一个敬拜神的地方，就会是一个神所同在的地方。
A place where God is worshipped is also a place where God dwells.
在旧约时代，他们在会幕来拜神，他们在圣殿来拜神。
In the Old Testament,the people of God would worship him in the tabernacle and also in the temple.
那神特别的几次在会幕或者圣殿来做荣耀的显现。
There were several times God showed his glory in the place of tabernacle and temple.
这个让旧约神的百姓他们是印象深刻的。
This gave a very strong impression to the people of Israel.
虽然不是时常发生，但是足以让他们知道说这是神所同在的地方。
Even though that did not happen all the time, but it was enough to let them know that was the place where God dwelt.
所以在出埃及记最后一章，当会幕建造好了之后，神的云彩遮盖着会幕。
At the end of the book of Exodus, it mentioned that how when the tabernacle of God was built, God's glory filled the place.
让百姓知道神就在我们当中。
So that the people knew that God was among them.
在所罗门王把圣殿建造好之后，
When Solomon finished building the temple,
啊，当他做了献祭一样的神的银彩，啊，神的荣光遮盖着圣殿。
After he had made sacrifices, in the same way, God's glory filled the entire temple.
好，我们请再看诗篇二十七篇。
Let's also refer to Psalm 27.
诗篇二十七篇第四节。
Psalm 27, verse 4.
有一件事我曾求神，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在神的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
这个大卫说有一件事情啊，他要不断的来祈求，不断的求神来应验。
There was one thing that David said he had desired and kept asking God for.
虽然有过经验，但是他希望这个经验能够继续有。
Even though he had experienced it before, but he wanted to continue to experience it.
甚至他说一生一世都住在神的殿中。
He even said that for all the days of my life, I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
就是他不离开这个圣殿。
That is to say, he would never depart from the temple.
意思就是他不离开神。
Which is also that he would never leave God.
意思就是他不会放弃敬拜神的事情。
And which means that he would not forsake the acts of worshiping God.
这里特别他提到来到圣殿会有两件事情是让他觉得这么的满足。
He mentioned two things where it would happen.Two things that would happen in the temple that would really fulfill him.
这里第一个，他能够看到神的荣美。
The first is to behold the beauty of the Lord.
虽然圣经里头没有记载的这个大卫看见像所罗门王献圣殿的时候看见神的这个荣耀或者荣光。
Even though the Bible did not record that David had seen the glory of God like Solomon did.
但是他却用这样的描述，他来瞻仰，来看神的荣美。
He used this description to behold the beauty of the Lord.
在我们信徒当中有人曾经在聚会当中看到荣光，或者看到美丽的天使。
Amongst our brethren, there are some who have seen the glory of God, or the glorious light, or even angels.
但是并不是。常常的，或者每一个人都看见的。
But that doesn't happen all the time, and not everyone sees it.
但是我们来到教会，也真的能够看到神的荣美。
However, when we come to church, we can see the glory of God.
就是看到神的爱，神的作为。
We can see the love and also the deed of God.
常常在弟兄姐妹彼此的问安分享当中。我们实在是听见、看见神的恩典、神的能力。
In the greetings that the brothers and sisters have for each other, we can really see the love and also the strength or power of God.
比如说，你弟兄也曾经发了一个这个电子邮件要大家为几个这个病痛的弟兄姐妹代祷。
For example, Brother Liu had sent some email to ask.For intercession for certain brothers or sisters.
其中有一位就是伯恩教会的魏秀静姐妹。
One of them is Sister Wei in Baldwin Park Church.
她因为这个应该是这个鼻咽癌
She had nose cancer.
那因为这个肿瘤，所以影响到她的听觉。
Because of the cancerous growth.It affected her hearing.
所以最近以来她常常要人家对她讲话的时候大声一点。
Recently, she needed people to speak louder in order to be able to hear them.
她觉得说她需要助听器。
She felt that she needed these hearing aids.
所以她去看医生，她要求说开个处方给她，她需要这个助听器。
So she went to see her doctor and asked for an approval or a prescription.
啊，这是他说的哈，我不晓得是不是医生，这里的医生是真的这么直接。医生跟他讲，你大概只有三个月的时间，不用这么麻烦。
I don't know if this is really what happened, but she said that the doctor simply told her that you only have 3 months left to live, so don't bother. 啊，
那所以他也就没有去哈，没有装这个所谓的助听器。
So she ended up not getting one of the hearing aids.
啊，但是她还是感谢神，她还是照常的啊参加聚会，甚至参加访问。
But she still attended services and even joined some visitations.
啊，在有一天的这个读经分享的时候，她很高兴的告诉大家。
One time during a Bible sharing, she was very joyously sharing.
哦，他说昨天半夜里啊，我突然能够听见了。
At sometime in the middle of the night last night, I was able to listen all of a sudden.
哦，他说他半夜起来上厕所，他发现那个冲马桶的水声音怎么那么大
？When she was waking up to use the restroom, she felt that the noise.From the toilet is so loud.
她打开水龙头洗手，她也发现说这声音怎么那么大。
When she turned on the faucet, to wash her hands, she also felt that the noise was so loud.
啊，但是在半夜里头啊，她也还很爱困啊，所以呢，她也没想什么，她就继续睡觉。
She was so tired though, so she didn't really think much about it.
哦，这个清晨的时候，她听到她先生已经起来，在那边走动，这个。弄东西的声音。
In the early morning, she heard her husband making something.
所以她就突然清醒过来，哎，我怎么能够听得那么清楚
？So she woke up all of a sudden, thinking, how come I'm able to hear so clearly?
所以在读经分享的时候，她就很高兴的说，我现在可以听见了。
So during the Bible sharing, she shared very joyfully that I can now hear.
那所以那一天我们的读经分享也不用很大声的对他讲，好，那真的他听见，他可以听得见，因为我们照平常的声音讲，啊，他也能够参与分享。
So that time we didn't have to speak unusually louder for her to hear. We just used our normal voice, and she was able to participate like normal.
啊，当我们弟兄姐妹，我们奉主耶稣的圣名，我们在一起团契。这个就好像，也好像就是所谓的教会，就是圣殿。
When brothers and sisters have fellowship together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is just like the place of temple of worship.
当我们看到在我们身上的这些神的恩典，这就是神的荣美。
When we see the grace of God on us, this is actually the beauty of the Lord.
那大卫他为什么这么喜欢到圣殿？
Why did David like to go to the place of God so much?
第二件事情，他说在殿里来求问神。
The second thing he said was to inquire in his temple.
虽然到处都可以奉主耶稣的圣名一起来聚会，一起来团契分享。
Even though we can have services, have fellowships anywhere in the name of the Lord Jesus.
但是这个会堂，我们聚集的地方，也常常有一些特别的这种神特别的恩典在里头。
Chapel being a place of worship has grace of God in it.
我们知道这个会堂其实它只是一个建筑物。
We know that the chapel itself is really just a building.
但是当我们准备好我们的心，我们来到这里。一起聚集，一起敬拜神，它常常就变得是不一样。
But when we have prepared our hearts to come to worship God here, then it is not the same anymore.
我们在这里，我们敬拜神，我们也来求问神。
This is the place where we would worship God and where we would inquire of Him.
很多的时候，我们心中的这种忧闷，我们的这种纠结啊，就在这里。来解开的。
Oftentimes, the knots in our heart can be untied here.
很多的时候，我们心中的重担在这里得到了释放。
Many times, our burdens are lifted here.
我们觉得在这里我们得到的答案。
We feel that there are answers here.
虽然这仍然只是一个建筑物啊，但是当我们准备先一起来敬拜神，它就真的是不一样。
Even though this is just a building, if we gather here with our hearts, it is no longer just a building.
所以主耶稣也应许说，你们在地上两三个人奉我的名，我就在你们的当中。
Jesus had promised that if two or three of you gather together in the name of the Lord, then I am among you.
那更何况，既然我们在这个地方，我们立了耶稣的名，在这个地方。
Moreover, we have already established the name of Jesus at this place.
那主耶稣更是会来应验他亲自对我们的应许，他就在我们的当中。
So all the more, God Himself would fulfill His promise.To dwell among us here.
我们能够在这里来互相的得到造就，来得到力量。
We can be edified by each other and to receive strength here.
有一个当医生的这个弟兄，他这样做见证。
There's a brother who is a doctor. He testified this way.
那是我在德州。注目的时候所发生的事情。
This is something that happened when I was a resident minister in Texas.
这位弟兄他是住香港。
This brother lives in Hong Kong.
他来看他的儿子。那时候他儿子住在达拉斯。
He came to visit his son who was in Dallas at the time.
刚好遇到这个教会的联恩会。
It happened to be the spiritual convocation of the church.
因为这是他的假期，所以呢，他也就能够很专心的。来参加灵恩会。
Because that was his vacation, he was able to really dedicate his attention to attending the convocation.
灵恩会完了，他这样做见证。
After the convocation, he testified.
他说他的耳鸣啊，就在参加灵恩会当中不知不觉的好了。
The ringing in his ear became healed during the convocation.
他自己是医生啊，他知道这种毛病啊，其实没有什么药可以医治。
He is a physician himself, and he knew that there is no cure for it.
他们会用一种特效药啊，但是不一定对每一个人有用。
There is some kind of a prescription for it, but it doesn't work for everyone.
甚至要仔细讲的话，会造成耳鸣的原因呢、啊，也好多。
Also, if we were to describe all the reasons why there would be ringing in the air, there are just too many to name.
其实有一些人就是很长的时间必须要跟这样身体的这种状况啊一起生活。
Some people have to live with this kind of condition.
那这位弟兄他参加灵恩会，他的这个毛病得到了医治。
For this brother, his condition was healed when he attended the spiritual convocation.
好，我们再看回诗篇八十四篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 84.
八十四篇第三节。
Psalm 84, verse 3.
好，请念。
Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
第四节。
Verse 4. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you, Selah.
那根据这两个经节我要强调的是，我们也可以让我们的家就像是圣殿一样。
According to these verses, I also want to bring up that we can let our home be like the temple.
就像主耶稣所应许的当我们奉主的名，我们在家里头，我们有祷告或者崇拜的对神的崇拜，这就是圣殿。
Just like the Lord promised, if we have a worship or prayers in the name of the Lord Jesus at our home, then this already has become a place of worship or the temple.
这里讲到麻雀为自己找到家。
It says that the sparrow has found a home.
这里也提到这个燕子的小燕子这个燕子为自己找到抱雏之窝。
And a swallow found a nest for herself.
虽然是飞鸟，但是 让人的感觉就是一个家。
Even though there are just birds, but we can see the sense of home here.
如果我们的家有敬拜神的活动，那么我们的家会是一个更加蒙福的地方。
If our house can host activities of worshiping, then this is a place that is blessed by God even more.
我们常常讲家就是一个我们要回去的地方。
We often say home is where we would return to.
我们回去我们要得到休息，得到安慰。
When we return home, we can get rest and comfort.
我们回到家，让我们觉得有安全感，有平安。
When we return home, we feel a sense of safety and peace.
那一个很重要的关键就是神在我们的家跟我们同在。
One key is that we have the abundance of God at our home.
虽然我们说神是无处不在的。
We say that God is everywhere.
但是如果我们在家里头有这种对神的祷告崇拜，那会更不一样。
But if we can worship and pray to God at our home, then it is not the same.
所以第三节说，用的字眼是万军之主，我的王。
The words that are being used in verse 3 are the Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
用王这个字眼啊，就强调着保护。
King connotes protection.
家真的能够成为一个安全的地方，因为有这一位王。
A home can be safe because there is such a king.
那家里也成为我们教导下一代的一个重要的场所。
Our home is also a very important place where we would teach the next generation.
在家里头自己的团契里，自己的这种奉主的名团契里头，神要祝福我们。
In the fellowship of our home that is held in the name of the Lord, we shall receive the blessing of God.
我们总是希望我们的家是蒙神祝福的。
We all wish that our home is blessed by God.
其实并不是那么困难。
It is actually not that difficult.
家人找时间在一起，至少一起做个祷告。
Family members can find time to at least pray together.
大家一起敬拜神，神就祝福。
Everyone worships God, and God would bless everyone.
简单，一定可以做得到的事情，为什么不做呢？
These are simple things that we can do. Why shouldn't we go ahead and do them?
去做是一定蒙福的。
If we do them, we will be blessed.
我们请参考出埃及记二十章。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章二十四节。
Exodus chapter 20 verse 24.
二十四节，你要为我筑请念。
Verse 24, an altar of earth you shall make for me, and you shall sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I record my name, I will come to you and I will bless you.
下半句话说，凡记下我名的地方，我就到那里去赐福给他们。
The second part of the verse says, in every place where I record my name, I will come to you and I will bless you.
我们的家，我们常常奉主的名，我们一起读圣经，我们一起祷告，这就是记着主的名的地方。
When we read the scripture or pray together at our home in the name of Jesus, then this shall be called the place where God records his name and he will come to.
那就像二十四节上半句话所说的是为神筑一个土坛。
Just like what it's mentioned in the first part of this verse, you shall make for me an altar.
那我们今天不再献牛羊了，我们献上我们的祷告，或者我们唱赞美诗，或者我们读圣经。
Today, we no longer offer sheep or oxen. Instead, we offer our praises and our prayers.
那这个土坛所要领受的就是祝福。
And this altar of earth shall receive blessing.
这个是我们可以来，在今天我们也可以筑的一个土坛。
This is The altar of earth we can build today.
好，我们再看回诗篇八十四篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 84.
第五节。
Verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
啊，这里说一个想往锡安的人，啊，这个人是有福的。
It says here, is the person who longs for Zion is blessed.
当一个人渴慕一件事情，他就会采取行动。
When a person longs for something, he would make an action.
所以这里说，再念第六节。
And verse 6 reads, As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools.
第七节。
7. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
当我们渴望着来到教会，或者渴望着敬拜神，那么我们就会有所行动。
When we long to come to church to worship God, then we would actually do some action.
当人采取了行动，神就同在，神就祝福。
When we act out on our longing, then God shall bless us.
所以崇拜聚会其实是一件很享受的事情。
Worship is actually something very enjoyable.
在第六节说经过流泪谷，让这个谷变为泉源之地。
Verse 6 says that as they pass through the valley of weeping, they make it a spring.
当我们要敬拜神的时候
，When we're about to worship God,
或许我们所遭遇到的事情，正面对的事情，可能都不太一样。
It may be that we face different things.
但是没有关系，就照着我们当时的情况。我们来敬拜神。
But that matters not. We just need to worship God according to our situation at the time.
当我们说准备自己，要紧的是准备我们的心。
When we say we prepare ourselves, what is important is we need to prepare our hearts.
不是说等我的情况好了，我来敬拜神。
It is not that if our situations are conducive or are good,Then I come to worship God.
照着我们当时的情况，存着一个敬拜的心来，这就够了。
According to the situations that we are in, we simply just need to come to God with a heart. Then that is sufficient.
我们想，路加福音十五章那一位浪子。
If we think about the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15,
他应该没有说，我把衣服洗，把澡洗一洗。换上干净的衣服，把胡子刮一刮，然后我才去见我的父亲。
He most likely did not think to himself that he need to take a shower and shave his face before he would be able to come see his father.
因为以他当时的情况，他根本做不到。
Because according to his condition at the time, he could not have done those things.
所以他一定是以当时的情况很落魄的样子，但是存着一个。真正悔改的心来见父亲。
So even though he looked very bad at the time, he simply came to his father with a humble heart.
这父亲就接纳了他。
And his father accepted him.
让他真的进入了这个有泉源的有泉源的地方。
Allowing him to enter into the spring.
让他不再流泪。
So that he would no longer shed tears.
让他不再这样的落魄。
So that he would no longer in such bad conditions.
所以要紧的准备，用我们的诚心悔改的心来到神，来见神。
What is important then is that we come before God with a genuine and a repentant heart.
有一个弟兄在信主前，他听了他妈妈的见证。他来到了教会。
There's a brother who heard a testimony from his mother before he came to church, and because of that testimony, he came.
他的妈妈也才刚信主没有多久，所以他妈妈跟他讲：“我没有办法告诉你很多，那你只要去教会去祷告就好。”
The mother had not yet believed for a long time, so she said to him, "I cannot really explain that much to you. You just need to go to church to pray, and you'll know."
哦，你已经长大了。已经有了自己的家庭，你的困难我不太明白，我也实在没有办法真正帮助你。
You are a grown man, you have your own family, and I don't really know your problems that well, and I cannot really help you.
我知道，我只知道你需要耶稣。
But I know that you need the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，这个年轻人啊，他实在也觉得自己走投无路了。
This young man also felt that he was at the end of the road.
啊，所以他真的存着一个渴望神帮助的心，他到了教会。
So he harbored a heart longing for God and came here.
他要出门之前，把他曾经念过教会学校，所以他有圣经，好久没有看、没有去翻的圣经，他拿出来。
He went to a Christian school before, so he took out the Bible that he had seen for a long time.
随便打开，随便翻一页。
Just randomly flipped to a page.
就是雅各书第五章说，义人的祷告是大有功效的。
And he turned to James chapter 5, where it says that the prayer of the righteous avails much. 啊，
教会里头会有义人。
There are the righteous ones in church.
去跟他们祷告。就会得神的怜悯。
Praying with them, will see the mercy of God.
啊，真的，他来到教会，人家已经在祷告了。
When he came to church, people were praying at the time.
他妈妈也没有告诉他什么圣灵的事情。
His mother did not tell him much about the matter concerning the Holy Spirit.
他看到人家用灵眼在祷告。
He saw people praying in tongue.
他想，这个大概就是义人的祷告。
He thought to himself, this is probably the prayer of the righteous.
哦，所以他也不觉得什么奇怪不奇怪，他就跟着跪下。
He didn't think it was odd, and he just followed along and knelt down to pray.
他妈妈也没有告诉他你要怎么祷告。
His mother did not explain to him how he should pray.
但是很奇妙的，他就开始流泪。
But very miraculously, he started to shed tears.
祷告完了，开始讲道。
After the prayer, there was a sermon sharing.
啊，他觉得。很平安。
He felt very peaceful.
哦，接下来他又跟着人家祷告。
Afterward, he followed everyone to pray together again.
他本来充满着烦恼、惊慌。
Initially, he was filled with worries and concerns.
就只有这个大概一个小时的时间而已，他整个心境就改变了。
But in that 1 hour, his state of mind had changed.
哦，不是说。事情已经没有了。
It's not that his troubles were no longer there.
而是他不再那么，他不再惊慌，甚至不再，啊，不再烦恼。
But rather he was no longer that worried or even concerned.
啊，他知道他能够有力量去面对。
Because he knew that he would gain strength to face those things.
哦，这个八十四篇第七节说，他们要行走。力上加力，到锡安朝见神。
Verse 7 says they go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
哦，神一定让我们有力量来敬拜他。
God will give us strength to worship Him.
哦，当我们敬拜他的时候，我们要力上加力。
When we worship Him, we shall gain strength upon strength.
啊，因为我们可以将我们的重担来交给他。
Because we can entrust.Our burdens onto him.
因为我们可以将我们的软弱来交给他。
Because we can cast a weakness onto him.
因为我们可以将我们的困惑来交给他。
Because we can give our troubles to him.
啊，那所换得的是，让他让我们能够更刚强、更坚定。
In return, we shall receive strength and confidence.
哦，他将恩典、恩惠来赐给我们。
And he will give us.Blessings and grace.
好，我们再跳过来看 84篇第10节。
Let's skip to Psalm chapter 84, verse 10. 10. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
这个12节的最后一句话说，依靠你的人是有福的。
The last part of verse 12 says, Blessed is the man who trusts in you.
当我们来敬拜神，会帮助我们来超越我们生活当中的一些事情，一些困难。
When we come to worship God, it would help us to transcend the things in our life.
之所以能够超越，是因为我们看见了。
The reason we can transcend is because we see.
这个第十节就是作诗的人他的看见。
Verse 10 is the seeing of the psalmist.
他看见那个属灵的好处。
He sees the benefits in the spirit.
因为是属灵的，所以不是一般的人可以看见的。
Because it is spiritual, it's not something that people could normally see.
通常是在敬拜神的人，他们看见了。
But it can be seen among those who worship God.
所以他说，在神的宴里住一日啊，胜过在别的地方住千日。
That's why he said, "For a day in your courts is better than 1,000."
这个宁可在神的殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
And I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
发现说这个属灵的福气是没有什么任何的人事情可以来代替的。
We realize that the spiritual blessing cannot really be replaced by anything.
这个属灵的福气在别的地方是没有办法可以找到得到的。
We cannot find the spiritual blessing anywhere else.
所以甚至只做个看门的都比住在帐篷里头还好。
Even a doorkeeper is better, a doorkeeper in the house of God is better than being at anywhere else.
因为在敬拜神当中让我们可以看见真正的价值在哪里。
Because in worshiping God, we can see the true values.
那就让我们能够超越。
And that allows us to transcend.
再念11节。
Verse 11, For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
在敬拜神的当中，我们可以看见神的公义。
In worshiping God, we can see the righteousness of God.
当我们知道神的公义，我们才能够行为正直。
When we know the righteousness of God, we can be upright.
为什么会作恶的人好像越来越多？
Why is it that it seems there are more and more wickedness?
因为看不到公义。
Because we cannot see righteousness.
那么我做一个正直的人，正义的人有什么好处？
So if I am an upright person, what good is that to me?
所以在这个时代里头，要做一个好人，做一个正当的人，其实是真的不容易的。
That's why it's very difficult to be a good and upright person in this generation.
除非我们看见了神的公义。
Unless we have seen God's righteousness.
这里说神是我的日头，是我的盾牌。
It says here that the Lord God is my sun and shield.
这可以代表着神的公义。
This represents the righteousness of God.
因为我们看见神的公义，所以我们做对的事情。
Because we have seen His righteousness, we do what is right.
那么，当一个人走在对的路上，对的事情就会跟着他。
When a person walks on the right path, the good things will follow him.
神的恩惠、神的荣耀就会临到我们身上。
The grace and glory of God will come upon this person.
神所给我们的恩惠是不加上烦恼的。
The grace that God bestows upon us does not come with worries.
这真的是太好了。
This is indeed too wonderful.
那十一节也说，神他不会留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。
Verse 11 also says, God will not withhold any good thing from those who walk uprightly.
行动正直的人是一定能够蒙福的。
Those who walk upright would be blessed.
为什么能够持续的 做一个正直的人。
Why is it that we can continue to be an upright person?
是什么力量让我们能够继续做好人？
What gives us strength to be that upright person continuously?
哦，一定是要看到神的公义。
It must be being able to see God's righteousness.
哦，一般人只想要去看人的公义。
Most people like to see the goodness and righteousness of men.
那一定是会很灰心、很挫折的。
There will be disappointment and there will be an obstacle.
最后的结论是，那我为什么要做正直的人，做好人？
The usual conclusion is, why do I need to be a good or upright person?
这就是为什么有好人，他怎么一下子变成作恶的人？
This is why we see someone who's good all of a sudden turn to be so wicked.
哦，通常一个没有在敬拜神的人，他没有办法去看到那真正的公义。
Because it is really impossible for a person who does not worship God to see true righteousness.
一个基督徒如果他不能够持续的做正直的人，
If a Christian cannot continue to be upright,
那么他的敬拜神可能是有问题的。
There might be problems with his worship.
哦，因为他没有从敬拜崇拜里头看到神的公义。
Because he has not seen the righteousness of God in his worship.
哦，那么就必须要对自己的崇拜啊做一番的检讨。
He needs to reflect on his worship.
那十二节最后说，依靠你的人就有福气。
At the end of verse 12, it says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in you."
缺少对神的敬拜，就容易依靠自己。
If we lack in worshiping God, it is easy to rely on ourselves.
如果一个基督徒他总是依靠自己，那么他的敬拜是出了问题。
If a Christian relies only on himself, then his worship is faulty.
一个真正敬拜神的人，他一定会做一个依靠神的人。
A person who truly worship God will trust God.
那一个依靠神的人，他一定蒙福。
And one who trusts in God is blessed.
这个是很简单的道理，但是值得我们好好的去想一想。
This is a very simple truth, but it's very good for us to think about more.
第八节。
Verse 8. O Lord God of hosts,Hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah.
第九节。
Verse 9. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed.
最后我们要常常求神听我们的祷告。
Lastly, we need to ask God to hear our prayer.
求神帮助我们做一个义人。
To ask God to help us.To be a righteous person.
不是我们想说神听我们的祷告，我们的祷告就蒙垂听。
It's not that we can just think that our prayer should be listened to by God, that it would happen.
神听义人的祷告。
God listens to the prayer of the righteous.
那么这三段所提到的变为有福，那才真的属于我们。
And these three blessings mentioned here would truly belong to us.
所以这诗篇八十四篇是很值得我们好好去仔细的去 思想它的一个诗篇。
The psalm is very worthy of our reflection.
因为我们都希望我们是蒙神祝福的人。
We all long to be one blessed by God.
所以他这里重复三次说到，这样子做就有福气。
It mentioned three times, if you do this, then there shall be blessing.
我们一起唱诗185首。
Let's sing hymn together, 185.